With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. This is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
Hello, magical friends. I'm Allie Michelle.
And I'm Raquel Mantra. And welcome to Your Own Magic Podcast.
Our intention is to connect you with the most inspiring thought leaders and visionaries and share some of our experiences and wisdom to help you unleash your own magic.
Yes, we're so grateful you're spending this present moment with us today. Now let the magic begin.
You're still going to have a human experience. There's still going to be challenges. There's still going to be problems. And it's like you can genuinely get to gratitude. You can genuinely get to the light if you walk through the dark and transform that first.
Yeah.
I think the universe is both dark and light. And so we must embody both. And we must embody that contrast and truly love all parts of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the transition from duality to oneness.
And we'd like to give a quick shout out to our sponsors.
If you follow us on Instagram and watch our stories, you know that we're quite the pancake connoisseurs, and we love to make vegan protein pancakes with Organifi's delicious chocolate complete protein powder. We are also in love with their superfood green juice powder, because even if you're eating veggies all the time, they lose a ton of nutritional value by the time we actually eat them. And not all of us have the time or the means to get all natural, fresh, organic vegetables that our bodies deserve, which is why it has become part of our morning routine to use Organifi's delicious green juice.
Yes, and I am crazy about their red juice that seriously tastes like Kool-Aid, but a healthy Kool-Aid that is just packed with antioxidants and immune-boosting herbs. And we just want to hook you guys up with this amazing product. So Organifi is giving our listeners 20% off your purchase. So go to Organifi.com and use our code MAGIC at checkout. That is Organifi.com, code MAGIC. Now let the magic begin.
Well, hello. We are so excited to do this amazing Q&A. It is hilarious. Yesterday, I walk into the kitchen and I spy with my little eye Allie scrolling through all the DMs that she was sent. And she was sent, I think, over 500 or something like that, like hundreds. I got a lot too. And I was very thankful to receive so many DMs. And we gathered all the questions. She has screenshots every single one of her questions. So now you can talk about how your photo is now, or your photo app is now at its max or something.
Oh, it is at its max, actually. I had to clear my space to hold all the screenshots because I wanted to just swipe through them. But we went through every single one.
Yeah.
And
Allie even spent the entire morning typing them out.
Yep, I typed them all up. I'm sure that there was a more convenient strategy, but that's just how I did.
Someday we'll have a virtual assistant.
Yes, and we have them all saved for future episodes, but obviously we can't get through every single one, so we picked out some really phenomenal ones. Yeah. I mean, these questions are so brilliant, and we really sat with them and thought about them and really listened to our hearts and like what answers would we give?
Hopefully resonate with you. And I just want to express my gratitude to the fact that our audience is so brilliant and wise beyond their years. I'm so thankful to have so many old souls, it seems like, asking wonderful, brilliant questions that really got me thinking. I really had to dive deep. And I also just watched Allie dive deep with a couple of these questions, as if something of a higher source was speaking through. And it was, what a magical thing to witness.
So magical. This is a very magical day.
This is a very magical day.
We love you guys and we're so, so beyond grateful. And let's get started.
Let's dive in.
Okay.
All right. The very first question is from Emily Resnick. How do you maintain mindfulness or find time to meditate while living a busy lifestyle? Amazing question, Emily. And we had a lot of questions regarding mindfulness and maintaining a mindful lifestyle and having to find time to meditate if you do live a busy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. I think it's about being in right relationship with your spirit, with your natural source, because if you are connected and in proper alignment with that rhythm where you are your most connected, you feel your most empowered, everything else will flow. If you don't find that stillness and do that practice, there's gonna be a lot more challenges than usual.
A lot more chaos. Chicken running around with your head cut off.
Yeah. And you know, I remember in India we asked our teacher, you know, how do you maintain mindfulness in a busy life, because we can't stay in the Himalayas and meditate in a cave all the time. That's just not...
And we can't bring the Himalayas to us.
Yeah. And he said, the boat should be in the water, but the water should not be in the boat. And so we should be in the ocean. We should be in this daily modern life with cities and technology and social media and all these things. But that shouldn't stay in our minds.
Yeah.
And so if you think about it, like a really rapid, rushing, chaotic river versus a very still pond.
and you want your mind to be the still pond.
Yeah, especially when you have, you know, you're about to enter that river, but just imagine being able to be that stillness surrounded by the river, and you just be able to hold your stance. Mm-hmm. And in as far as finding time to meditate, I read, I think it was Deepak Chopra, that said the best time to meditate is right when you wake up. To find time, even if you have to set your alarm 20, 30 minutes early, which some of you may be rolling your eyes right now because a lot of people are just not early birds, and that is totally fine. But there's something about you just wake up, and then he says, so you wake up, you go and do remove your bodily functions, and then you go back on your bed or your meditation pillow if you happen to have one, or a chair, it doesn't matter, but just 5 minutes of being still.
Yeah.
And you can listen to your breath. You can just focus on one object in front of you, samatha meditation, or you can, honestly, we lately, Ali and I just like to just listen to our surroundings. But just 5 minutes.
Yeah. For 5 minutes.
We did that right before this, actually, in our own rooms.
Yep. And that's the thing, is 5 minutes makes a huge difference. Just try it, you know, as a fun little experiment for a week. 5 minutes every morning before you do anything.
Ooh, that's a challenge.
See if it changes your life.
Let us know if you do this.
This magical challenge.
It's a magical challenge. The next Monday, if you're listening to this on Monday, you have to let us know.
Yeah, let us know how it goes.
One other thing that I just want to acknowledge. Okay, so let's say you have an office job, or you're a mother that has a lot of kids, or just even a kid, and it's just hard to find time because you're really focused on your family, or you're focused on work, and you just, there's no time in the day, and you have friends calling you, and you have to help your friend out for an hour. You just have no time. You feel like your time's always interrupted. See if there is a window in there, like even if you are at work, maybe like 10 minutes, or even like we said, 5 minutes during lunch hour to go maybe into a stall or into your car to just be still for a moment. Just be able to be silent and listen to your breath. And you don't have to call it meditation. You can call it whatever resonates, because some people, that word is, you know, a little off-putting.
Yeah, and absolutely. It can be off-putting. Yeah. I actually remember I did a craniosacral training, and she said, just count your fingers and it'll slow you down.
Ooh.
Like, feel, this is my pointer finger. This is my middle finger. This is my ring finger. This is my pinky. And you just feel the texture of your fingertips. Focus all your attention on that for like 30 seconds. Slow down.
That is, I'm going to start doing that, actually.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it's then great for anxiety,
the texture
too.
Of my, yes. But yeah, I had many moments when I was working the corporate life. I had many moments in the stall where I just needed to go breathe. I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. I really didn't. I just really needed a moment. So that's the beautiful thing about bathroom breaks, is that you can take that time. So that's my advice to anybody that has a super busy lifestyle.
I love that advice.
Yeah.
All right,
moving on to August. Rihanna, you want to read that?
I would love to know more about where you are in your spiritual journey, and who or what has helped you to reach where you are in your spirituality. I would say that, okay, so there's this book called The Tao, and right in the beginning, there's a quote, and I don't know if I'm going to do this exactly correctly, but it said, the master uses everything, all situations, as a teacher and a lesson, every single moment. And the master is available to everyone and rejects no one. And so when I speak about my teachers, I've had so many teachers, because every single person and situation is, if you decide that it is. And that kind of takes a lot of responsibility on our parts of like, okay, let me have this self-awareness and look at myself and have compassion for the parts of myself that may not necessarily be healed. I may have acted from a wounded place, from my ego, and that's okay. Yeah. I just have to sit with it and look at it and see if that's something that I can heal, honestly.
Right.
And so, I would say all of it has been a teacher,
But
all of it and everyone we meet. But as far as I would love to know more about where you are in your spiritual journey, I wouldn't say that there is an actual level. I mean, I might not be correct. You know, there could be other levels and dimensions. Of course, there are people that are more spiritually tuned in, and there are people that have reached enlightenment, which, mm-hmm. you know, is the ultimate goal. I want to sit there in samadhi, you know, just being so at bliss. But I'm on my spiritual journey right now. I am a human. Humans, we are upon this earth in this human suit. We all struggle. We all have hard times. I am by no means, like, I know a lot of people ask me a lot, and they ask Allie, like, how do you stay so positive? How are you so upbeat and so happy all the time? So not true. That's not all the time. We do happen to choose to smile more, because that is what makes us feel good. But I mean, we're not always feeling good. There are moments where I just like want to say screw this and, you know, go cry and curl up in fetal position, like, I'm so over life right now. But so as far as being on spiritual journey, we are all on, you know, our own path. I don't think that there's any levels. There are just times, it's almost like a roller coaster. There are times where you're climbing uphill and you can just feel so tapped and tuned in, and your highest, it's when you are at your highest self, whether you are reading. I don't think, you know, some people that are so giving and they just feel so naturally like happy and free and just there for the world, yet they might not be reading a spiritual text or involved with any religious organization. Like, that doesn't make them any less spiritual, or, and, you know, they are just at their highest self and they found their ways to be at their highest self, but they it doesn't mean that they are not on their spiritual journey just because they are not affiliated with some sort of organization. Like, it's all different. We all have different paths. I don't know where I'm at in my spiritual journey because I don't have a map laid out of my entire life. That would be really cool. And it'd be cool to have some sort of angel come down and be like, you are right here on your spiritual journey. You are at level 35, and like, it's like some sort of video game. But that is,
that's amazing. Like Mario.
Like Mario. Yes. I want more coins and I want the big mushroom. But no, it's definitely, I think that we have hills to climb, and then we're also sometimes at the peak, sometimes not. But I, as far as being at a certain place on my spiritual journey, I don't know. But I just know that I'm on one. I'm on a human journey.
Yeah.
In my spirit, because this is our human suit. Mm-hmm. We are definitely spirits having a human experience.
We are the universe experiencing itself in human form. But speaking to that, I love that you were saying that spirituality doesn't look a certain way. You know, it's not the yogi wearing a mala bead, carrying the crystals. I mean, I totally do that. But like, here's the thing. Either the universe is in everyone or the universe is in no one. And so I am just as connected to source and natural intelligence as the Pope.
Or yeah, you
as,
are.
You know, even someone that we label as evil, like even a murderer or a terrorist or whatever, you know, it's kind of at this place where there is no right doing and wrong doing. You know, something happens along the way where we make a choice to live from love or to live from fear and hatred. And, you know, but also seeing that love lives within everyone, it dwells within everyone. And I actually remember, in terms of where I am, my first yoga class, it was at Hot 8 and, in
Hot
LA.
Hot 8 Yoga in LA.
Yep. My sister Shout took out. Me. And I mean, this is hot yoga. This is 115 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
It's no joke. And so I'm on this mat and I forgot to bring one of those beach towels. So I'm like dripping sweat, like slipping in my own sweat, falling on my face.
Oh,
so frustrated. It's like mat to mat to mat. And I'm like, is this yoga? This is so not what I had in mind. And it's almost like the teacher could, obviously she could probably see what was going on in my head. But she said to the class, she's like, I can tell you exactly where you're supposed to be in life and exactly what you're supposed to be doing with your life. And then she got really still. She was like, you're supposed to be right here in this room doing yoga with me. And I know this because you are right now.
Chills.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I was like, what is she going to say? What is it? What does she know? Mm-hmm. What's my future?
No. Yeah, no, no crystal ball, just right here, right now, because that's the only thing that we know for sure. And so,
yeah,
you know, there I was sitting in pigeon pose, so frustrated. And all of a sudden I kind of just like melted. And wow. I started to focus on my breath, and I started to have that amazing yoga high everybody gets.
Yeah.
And nothing changed. It was still 1,000 degrees. I was still on this sweaty mat, like piled on top of someone else. But
it's like the most miserable experience yet at the same time.
My relationship to it changed. And that's what's important. Like, your challenges may not change, but your relationship to them will throughout your spiritual journey.
Oh, that is a beautiful story. All right, let's move on to This Is Colin. How to start your spiritual journey and any book recommendations. Ooh, how to start it. And everybody, I mean, if you're listening to this right now, I have a feeling you probably already started your spiritual journey.
Probably.
Probably. I do believe that... I mean, we all start in our own ways. You might be getting universal signs from something. Maybe you see a certain number that really resonates with you, and that's like a sign that you're on some sort of path. For example, for me, I see 819 everywhere. And before I even realized, like, or before I even really knew what a spiritual journey was, I've seen 819 everywhere. And I think that was the start of it, when I started tuning into myself more and my getting more in tune with my feelings. I was born August 19th, so that's one reason why I see 819 anywhere, but all over the place. But anyways, maybe you start it because you read a book that inspired you to start it. That is one way to start, is to start reading more spiritual books. Start going to a yoga class, and they usually have some sort of teaching that resonates. Not always, but they might have some sort of teaching in the class, some sort of intention that you might set that really resonates. Mm-hmm. Those are just two simple ways to start. But to be honest, you're already on your spiritual journey, because you are spirit. Mm-hmm. But you started when you came out of your mama's womb.
Either the universe lives in everyone or no one. And that's also the thing. There's a lot of teachers out there. There's a lot of books. There's a lot of crystals. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of meditations and incense and ayahuasca and other plant medicines and psychedelics and people who say it's good or not good. I mean, there's an overload of spiritual information out there. So I think it's important to note that you are the guru. You get the final say, because the guru literally means the one who transforms the dark into the light.
Yeah.
And so it's learning to listen to yourself and cultivate a relationship to yourself. And sometimes you may mess up, and that's okay, because that's just like helping you strengthen that relationship with your intuition. Just like any relationship, there's bumps and bruises, but eventually it becomes more and more intimate, and you'll be on good terms with where you are right now.
We're going to take a quick break to share our love for our sponsor, Hum Nutrition, who has an amazing giveaway for 3 of our sponsors. And a side note, I'm honestly super skeptical about any brand that claims to be the cure or the magical elixir to all your issues. But seriously, guys, Hum really does seem to heal almost all. I'm going to be honest right now. I have had terrible digestion and chronic bloating since I got back from Bali a few months ago, and it put me in a funk for a while. So when a friend recommended Hum to me, I decided to take the Flatter Me and Gut Instinct tablets, and now, let's just say I run a little more smoothly.
And Hum is offering 3 of our listeners 3 months of $150 worth of Hum products for free, which is amazing. All you have to do is rate and review our podcast on iTunes, send a screenshot to info@yourownmagic.life, and tell us that you want to submit for the Hum giveaway.
Yes, and don't forget about receiving 20% off Hum Nutrition with our promo code MAGIC. And also, any book recommendations? What are some of your favorite books?
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh.
Well.
This could take an entire episode for Allie to talk about all her books. And also me, too. I think most of the books I read are self-help or spiritual books.
Let's pick, like,
three.
Let's pick. Okay.
Yeah.
What are your three favorite spiritual books?
For beginners, I would start honestly with the Four Agreements because it's very short and very clear and very easy so to put good. Into it practice is. Or not easy, but there's a lot of clarity in that book.
It's pretty practical. Yeah.
And then The Alchemist, always, no matter what level you're on your path, The Alchemist. And The Way of the Peaceful Warrior by Dan Millman, which I actually just finished yesterday, and it's a game changer.
And I just started the preface.
Yep.
I can't wait to read it. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy you finished that. I can't wait to just dive in. Well, I guess I'll just give three different books then, because yeah, The Alchemist is like top of my mind, and then yeah, The Four Agreements is a must, guys. Like yeah. That is a must. And I'm sure I haven't read it yet, but The Peaceful Warrior, probably wonderful. But I'm gonna have to go to Eckhart Tolle first. You must read The Power of Now, and then my favorite, A New Earth. Both by Eckhart Tolle. And I'm deciding between two Deepak ones, which is either You Are the Universe or The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success.
Okay.
I can't decide which one.
I would say You Are the Universe has a lot of science in it. So if you are a scientific person and spiritual stuff is kind of too woo-woo for you, go with You Are the Universe.
It's pretty, yeah, okay.
But Seven Spiritual Laws of Success.
A lot of people find it still woo-woo-y, but yeah.
I mean, yes and no. Like, it definitely has a scientific backbone to kind of back up some of the spiritual stuff. But
true.
Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, oh my gosh. Oh. I will read that book 1,000 times over again.
I know. I have read a few extra times. 1,002.
Those are great recommendations.
Yes. So let us know if you dive into those books. All right. Next one. Grace Kelly, 91.
I would love to hear your guys' stories, how you first got into yoga and mindfulness, and then how you met.
That'd be wonderful, she adds at the end. All right, well, how we met, you guys, we actually recorded that, and we're going to have it as our first episode. So if you haven't downloaded our first episode yet, I highly recommend you go check that out, because we give you the whole story of how we met, well, in LA, but we really, like, our relationship really developed in India.
In the Himalayan Mountains.
In the Himalayan Mountains, where we were meditating 6 to 9 hours.
Yeah.
That's not an exaggeration.
Be sure to hear that story. It's a good one.
It is quite a good one. And then, how did you first get into yoga and mindfulness? Well, we actually have, I know, some yoga questions coming up in a bit. So we'll get into it then. How's that, Grace? Thank you for your question.
I would say, I'd be curious to know, though, like, what your first experience
Oh, my very first
is.
Experience
yeah,
in yoga.
Yeah, because I shared my first.
Yeah, so. You know what? That's true. Okay. Yeah. Well, I do remember my very first experience in yoga, and I hated it. I absolutely was like, why do people do this? What am I doing? Why am I just sitting here? Or, I mean, why am I just standing here with my front knee bent? And what does she mean? Like, 45-degree angle with my other foot? What are you talking about? Ow, my toes hurt so much. Can we move on from this pose? I feel like I've been standing here in this position for like 5 minutes and it's not doing anything. That was my entire mind. I was like so annoyed. Definitely far from zen. I called the teacher many different names in my mind.
Oh my gosh. You can, as a teacher, you can always tell when people are cussing you out in their heads. It's so funny.
That is so true. And also, as a teacher, though, sometimes they give you the worst looks in the world, but they're not really, it's not always towards you. Yes, a lot of times it is, but it's not always towards you. So that's one thing. If you want to be a yoga teacher, have a good, you definitely need to be strong in your suit. Because
Four Agreements, nothing is personal.
Nothing is personal. There you go. But yeah, I was at a Yoga Works in Studio City. So the entire time I was so annoyed and pissed off because I didn't like holding these poses for so long. And I was so used to like being so active, like, I want a great workout. And why am I just laying here like, nobody, like, what am I doing? This has no purpose to it. I'm not moving a muscle. But then Shavasana happened. That entire time I was so annoyed, and then Shavasana happened.
And what is Shavasana for those who don't know?
And Shavasana, which is also known as corpse pose. You were lying there.
Mm-hmm.
Not moving a muscle, really. Your palms are face up and you are just lying on your mat with your eyes closed, focusing on your breath. The room is silent. The teacher might say a few things, but then you really draw yourself inward because you had just moved your body and had this mindful movement connected to your body. And now you get to tune in and listen to what's really inside. And Shavasana happened. It happened. Then she had us come out of it. And I felt like a whole different person. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, I feel so good. And so I took to Facebook right after that, updated my status like, oh, I love yoga.
See, your relationship to it changed.
Yes. Like I thought I hated it the entire time until Shavasana happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you know what? I see it's not just about the physical movement when it comes to yoga. Like I need this high again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kept going and I kept like feeling something different a lot of the times, but it was helping me feel more connected to a lot of stuff I had resisted and suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so thankful. And so that's why Shavasana is my favorite pose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Out of all the yoga poses.
And that's the thing, you know, I mean, it's hard because we get caught up in the poses and like, I want to look like a pretzel and like, why can't yes. I touch my toes right now? And you know, just things like that. But really, what you're speaking to is that it is a vehicle to bring mm-hmm. you to the present moment, mm-hmm. to connect to yourself. And that is all. Like the poses are just to slow down your mind mm-hmm. so that you can meditate and really feel yourself mm-hmm. in your heart space and drop the mind.
So and that's your true inner being right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the best feeling to be connected to that.
Next question. This is from our great friend, Captain Potter. And it's actually one of my favorite questions that I really had to meditate on. I would be interested in hearing something said about finding yourself versus creating yourself. They're one and the same because oftentimes we try to find ourselves as though it's this action, like we're traveling, we're going into nature, we're going to yoga as though, you know, finding yourself is something that you will find, but really it's connecting to yourself mm-hmm. because when you're a kid, it's like you're clay and you're completely unmolded. There's no shape. You're just this pure form. Mm-hmm. But as you take in your environment around you and you take in everyone's projections and beliefs and everything, you start to mold
mm-hmm.
and you mold into whatever, you know, that environment is. And so finding yourself as you connect into your original state, that pure childlike state, underneath the identity of like, my name is Allie, I am a girl, like whatever it is, you know, underneath all of that is your purest form.
Mm-hmm.
It's that silence when you get still and you're just being with the moment and you're being in stillness. And that's really where that feeling of complete empowerment and connection comes from.
Yes.
And that's where you can really create whatever it is you want because it's about unmolding the mm-hmm. limitations that we have taken in as we grow up because there are no limitations into mm-mm. what you can create. Truly, there are no limitations.
Mm-mm.
And so the more that we connect back to that original power, that original feeling of love and belonging and connection and ultimately purity, but not in the sense that our culture thinks of it, then it's like reset.
Yeah.
Life's a blank canvas. Grab your paintbrush and make the most beautiful, big masterpiece possible.
Your own Michelangelo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's your magic.
That is your own magic.
And then second part of this.
Well, I want to add to that a second, because that's what mm-hmm. do you think? Because I feel like some people are going to ask, well, then how do I let go mm-hmm. of these social norms and so like these what people have instilled in my mind
yeah.
from what, how do I let go of thinking that beyond that, that there is more to life than what has been instilled in my mind mm-hmm. than what social has made me think is true. And it's not like, how do I let go so I can be in my purest form?
Yes. Okay. That comes from zooming out.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from a much bigger awareness and from questioning yourself and questioning your own beliefs, like in terms of anything, relationships, your job, just asking like, okay, this is my belief. You know, mm-hmm. why do I believe this? Where did this originally come from? Does this still resonate? And zooming out and like really being brave enough to look at, you know, is this truth? Does this resonate in my heart? Or is this just a secure belief that has kept me safe, but perhaps yeah. kept me small?
Yes.
And
kept me safe, it kept me small. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't move forward
yeah.
and really live my truth and speak my truth.
Yeah. So in terms of how to practically apply that, answer.
Yeah.
Ask.
Yep. That's what I've been doing is I've been asking, will you please remove the layer that is not serving me?
Mm-hmm.
That is just something that I had actually created based off of others, which is not true.
Mm-hmm.
And then that has allowed me to create the person that I want to be and live my purpose.
So you took off those layers.
Mm-hmm. Well, and taking off still, it's, mm-hmm. it takes time. It is not something that happens overnight, but you see new things being addressed and coming up and arising. Mm-hmm. It might happen internally, it might happen externally, but if you just listen and ask, help me remove this negative energy
mm-hmm.
that is no longer serving me.
Yeah, surrendering, being willing yes. to surrender yes. your beliefs and your mind. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's where it is.
Oh, and then Captain Potter asked as well.
Meditating on pain, insecurity, and anger in your life, tracing these pains back to their roots and getting over them. This is interesting because I just dealt with this the other day
mm-hmm.
Where I was feeling all of those things. I experienced pain and insecurity and anger.
Yeah.
And it was something that I hadn't really experienced in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And
especially anger. I never see you angry.
Yeah. It's pretty rare.
It was, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I'm going to let her have this moment.
Yeah. Because usually things are flowing.
Mm-hmm.
But if everything's, you know, going my way in a sense, where's the growth in that?
Where's the growth?
There's no,
you need contrast.
Mm-hmm. The contrast is really what sculpts who we are. So,
yeah.
Answering the question, first, I had to process it because if you're angry and feeling that insecurity and everything, it takes over you. It's like this dominating
yes.
force. And so you have to find a way to settle and exert that energy, whether it's running or just moving somehow, I find. Because energetically, anger is, you'll feel it in your chest and in your arms. So in Kundalini, they make you move your arms a lot to release that anger.
As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my liquid lash extensions mascara by Thrive Cosmetics or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products. So that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
But then when I was ready to settle, I asked myself, okay, what is my judgment? And it was a judgment of unworthiness. And then I got really still. And I asked, when was the first time that I felt unworthy? Because I was not born into this world feeling that way. When was the first time that I experienced unworthiness?
and maybe a specific memory will come up for you. It did for me. I think I was like 5 years old and it was in school, and it was just something that a kid had said to me that just kind of, it made me close off immediately. Mm. And it's like little things like that that mm-hmm. we think are very small and simple.
No.
It's those wounds that become our insecurities as adults.
Oh, they stay with you.
They stay with you. And, you know, because of that, I'll carry that trauma in my body.
Yeah.
And then feel that unworthiness. And so I may be scrolling through Instagram and I may get triggered, but it's like, it's not whatever I was looking at on my phone.
No.
It's like, if there's no enemy within you, then the enemy without can't affect you. That's one of my favorite quotes.
I like that quote.
So I would say getting still, asking yourself, when did I first experience this? And then it's going into that place of knowing I was not born into this world feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
And my soul has intrinsic value.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting to your value, because you have so much, an infinite amount of strength, and knowing that it cannot be taken or given by anyone else. So you can chase it anywhere, but it's right here and it's in you.
And as far as the insecurity or the pain or the anger, it must be released. Mm-hmm. It must be recognized, accepted, and let go of. I think that a lot of us, I know me personally, I can so easily suppress something in an instant. And it's actually a habit that I still have. If I am triggered in some way with some insecurity that I have been carrying with me since my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it actually, because I grew up as like a little toddler tiara, you know, beauty pageant girl, and a lot of my old memories stem, like negative energy memories stem from that time. And, but until I was able to release a lot of that, I'm still holding on to it. And it's still is just simmering inside. And then there will be moments where it'll just erupt. For example, you know, scrolling through Instagram and getting triggered in that way. And I'm sure a lot of people experience the same thing, but it's really, like you said, going back to the root mm-hmm. of the cause, but recognizing it, accepting it, because that's a part of the human experience. We're not perfect. It's okay that we have had these horrible traumatic experiences, because otherwise where's the growth in life?
Yeah, we all had childhood.
We all had childhood. And we all did not have, nobody lived the most peaceful childhood that I know of. And who would want to? You want to have, you know, some sort of traumatic experience. I know it sounds horrible, but in order for you to be more of a grown human being, you know, and actually be able to live and help others and speak to others and learn, where else is the growth? So what I'm trying to say, though, is that recognizing it, accepting that that's a part of my past, but you need to release it by voicing it, by shouting out, like you said, maybe feeling it in your arms, having that kundalini experience, and that's how, that's the only way to let it go, mm-hmm. is to recognize it, to come back to it and release it.
Yeah. And voicing it truly is powerful. But I think mm-hmm. you also just touched on a point that is very common in the spiritual community, to bypass and skip straight to gratitude. Like, oh, I don't have a right to feel this way because my life is very blessed and I'm very great. And it's like, yeah, but are you genuinely feeling that way? No, like you're pissed right now. You're feeling really tapped out and insecure. So feel that way.
Feel it.
Because it has to come up to come out, and you gotta let it.
Otherwise, you're just gonna be in alignment with, you think that you're in alignment with this positive feeling and thought because you are doing your best to shift your mindset and to shift your feelings. But really, you know deep down what you're really feeling. So whatever mm-hmm. you are really feeling, like, feel it. Otherwise you can't get into alignment with that positive self.
Yeah, because you can have your ideal life. You can reach every level of success that you've mm-hmm. ever dreamed of. You can live in paradise.
Yeah.
You're still gonna have a human experience. There's still gonna be challenges. There's still gonna be problems. And it's like, you can genuinely get to gratitude. You can genuinely get to the light if you walk through the dark and transform that first.
Yeah.
And I think the universe is both dark and light. And so we must embody both. And we must embody that contrast and truly love all parts of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the transition from duality to oneness.
Yeah. We are so grateful you tuned into this podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and rate us on iTunes.
Yes, and those of you who leave a rating and review, we want to share our gratitude by sending you a special gift. Just email info@yourownmagic.life and we will send you an exclusive meditation guided by the both of us.
And make sure to say hi to us on Instagram. I'm at Allie Michelle L. Don't forget the random L at the end.
And I'm Raquel Mantra. Thank you.
And have a magical day.